أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم؟ قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض. قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها؟ وأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained about making jihad the great virtues and the great benefits of jihad. Then after and before jihad, before the prelude to jihad is hijrah, to make hijrah. And this was at the beginning time of Islam, when Islam was only in Medina Sharif, and whoever accepted Islam, wherever he was, it was farz to leave that place and come and live in Medina Sharif. There were some people who were in Makkah Sharif, they accepted Islam, but they did not make hijrat. They carried on staying there amongst the kuffar, amongst the mushrikeen of Makkah, because of which and they were overwhelmed and overawed by the mushrikeen, and they could not live an Islamic life. Whatever ibadah they made, they had to hide and make it. They couldn't do it openly. So much so, they were so weak that when the mushriks of Makkah came for the battle of Badr to Medina Sharif, they joined those mushriks against the Muslims. Though they were Muslims, but they joined the mushriks and the non-believers against the Muslims. And many of them got killed in the Battle of Badr. And then what transpired with the Malakul Maut when he took their ruh, their arwah, that is explained in this ayah. From here we also learn that it's very, very important that we try and live in an Islamic environment. This idea of living in areas where we are surrounded by non-Muslims is not conducive for our Islam, for our children, for our women folk, etc. We get influenced by them. We start living like them. And worse, if we start befriending them and start to socialize with them. So, and living in an Islamic environment that is very conducive to bringing an Islamic life within ourselves. In there also, we should think today how unfortunately we are living in a Muslim society. In our homes are all are Muslims, but how many family members encourage on things which are anti-Islamic? The clothing of the children, for example, the education of the children. Muslims themselves encourage the ways of the kuffar. What is required is to have a pure Islamic system. That principle is born out in these ayat. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وہ لوگ کے جن کے جان نکالتے ہیں فرشتے. Those people whose souls were taken out, maut came to them in the battle of Badr. Those people, ظالمی انفسهم, اس حالت میں کہ وہ برا کر رہے ہیں. In that condition that they were doing wrong to themselves, that they did not live in an Islamic society, in an Islamic environment, they were overawed by the kuffar, so much so that they even fought with the kuffar against the Muslims. Today, unfortunately, there are so many Muslims, scholars of Islam, who are on the payroll and who are fulfilling the agenda of the non-Muslims against the Muslims. They have Muslim names, they are scholars of Islam, but they are doing things which are against Islam. So all that fits in this ayat. So those people who were doing this wrong, who lived with the kuffar, and they even came and fight with the kuffar against the Muslims. When the malaika took out the ruh, they asked them, قَالُوا فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ. Farishto ne to kaha, tum kis hal mein the? In which condition were you in the world? Were you Muslims or were you non-Muslims? So they replied and said, by heart we were Muslims, but outwardly we were weak, and therefore we succumbed to the conditions and the environment and circumstances with the non-believers, with the kuffar. Many of us, we feel that we are Muslims by heart, but our practices, our way of life is that of the kuffar. That is a very dangerous, a sad and very dangerous condition. قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وہ کہتے ہیں کہ ہم تھے بے بس اس ملک میں. They say that we were helpless there in that country. That is, in Makkah Sharif, we couldn't practice Islam. We had to hide it away and keep it in our hearts. Then the Malaika said to them, قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً کہتے ہیں فرشتے کیا نہ تھی زمین اللہ کی کشادہ. Was not the earth of Allah spacious? Wasn't it possible for you to make hijrat and go away from Makkah Sharif? فَتُحَاجِرُ فِيهَا جو چلے چلے جاتے وطن چھوڑ کر وہاں. That you should have made hijrat and go there. The earth of Allah is very spacious. If you cannot practice Islam amongst the kuffar, leave there and go to some other place. And in another ayat, Allah says, whoever will make this hijrat, then Allah will provide for him. He might leave home without anything, just the clothes on his body, but Allah will provide for him. And there were so many, even amongst the Sahaba, who became millionaires afterwards. They left with nothing, they sacrificed everything, and Allah gave them so much even in this dunya. So these are those people who say that they cannot make hijrat. We are too weak to practice Islam. How many of our people today at workplaces or in the school environment, we feel we can't practice. We can't even dress like Muslims. And we hide everything of ours. We don't make our namazes or anything. For such people, the Malaika told them, فَوْلَائِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. So aiso ka thikana hai dozakh. So the place for such people is the fire of Jahannam. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Or وہ بہت بری جگہ پہنچنے. And it is a very evil place to reach. A place of great tortures and torments. Great place of great azab to reach. So this is a very important aspect also, that Muslims, at the beginning of Islam, it was for us to make hijrah. It was, and to go and live in an Islamic environment of Medina Sharif, and live in there, and which is conducive to practicing Islam. From here, the principle is born out that Muslims should try and live in a Muslim environment where it is conducive for the women folk, for the children and all to easily follow Islam. Where we hear the adhan, where there are masajid, where we see Muslims going to the masajid, etc. And when we live in these other countries, in these other non-Muslim areas, where we don't see any Muslims around us, it becomes difficult to remain firm and strong on Islam. Also, it teaches us that in our own Muslim environment, we must create an Islamic environment. And it mustn't be that we are Muslims and we are still promoting the things of the kuffar. The thing Islam must be promoted. From here we can gauge how far we are from our deen. Just making our namazes and just some other few practices does not make us the required type of Muslims which Allah wants from us. And here, as in this ayat, that those who feel that we are weak, we haven't learned Islam, we didn't go to Darul Ulooms, we are not Hafiz, we are not Alim, so how can we practice Islam? These excuses are very feeble. They won't help us at all. It is our duty to give first preference to Islam and prepare for the life of the Akhirah. But unfortunately, we have made the object of our life this dunya's life. And we feel this is the be-all and end-all. And we have to live in this kufr, in this worldly life. And that also we have to live like the Western civilization. A way of the non-Muslims. May Allah make us understand. Let us see what our deen is and what we have to prepare. And after all, there is no turning away and no hiding from the fact that we all have to die and then we are going to Allah Ta'ala. And there then we will be accountable for all that we did in this world. May Allah give us proper understanding, proper practice, and may Allah be pleased and accept from us. Mm.